Part 3, Braille-labeled rulers.
One other thing that we commonly do in geometry is measure the lengths of certain lines, how many inches, how many centimeters they are long, etc. And for this, I use rulers, just like every other student does. Actually, I have two of them here.
This ruler is made of thick plastic.
It's a ruler that has inches on this side, and they're all labeled in Braille. It goes from 1 to 12. And on this side, it's got the centimeters. It goes all the way up to from 1 to 30. On as far as the inches go, there's three little marks for every quarter inch, with a big mark indicating one full inch. And on the centimeter side, there is one small mark for a centimeter and a big mark for every, there's one small mark for a half a centimeter, one big mark for every full centimeter.
The next ruler is made of thin plastic.
I also have this ruler, although I don't like it too much. I don't think it's very good. This ruler is a lot more flexible, and it's only done in centimeters, and it goes up to 29. I don't like this ruler for several reasons. First of all is the fact that it is kind of wobbly and not as durable. So if you were measuring something, there's, you know, this end can kind of move on you a little bit here. I also don't like this ruler too much because it's just in centimeters. There's not, you can't find out how many inches it is. It doesn't have any indication of half centimeters. As you can see on this ruler, the marks are a lot farther apart. So overall, it's a lot less precise than the other one.
John picks up the first
ruler. Another thing I like about this ruler is that in addition to having all the little marks, it has this little guide thing here.
The guide is made of metal.
What that allows me to do is if I'm measuring something, I can, for example, if I want to measure from here to here, I can put the ruler on this line, find out exactly where the line ends, which it looks to me like it ends right about here. So I'm going to move the guide down to right here. And now I can move my fingers and I have a measurement of where that line was. And this one is just a little over 4 inches long. I can tell that because of where the guide is.
John reads the measurement from the ruler.
Let's see. So the guide allows me to actually get a reading of how long the line is without actually having the ruler on it the entire time. So that's one good thing.
John picks up the second ruler.
As with this ruler, when I'm measuring it, this one, first of all, is a little bit bigger, so I have to move it a little farther away from the line than I did the first one. And the line goes up to about here, which is somewhere between 10 and 12. I don't know whether it's 11 or 11 and a half or 10 and a half or what it is, because they've only got a mark at each centimeter. So the more specific the ruler you have, the better. I can tell, I don't know
John
if I said
picks
this
up
already,
the first
but I can
ruler.
Tell that it's about maybe 4 1/4 inches long.